KLYT. This is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Okay, I promised, I don't know if I promised, I said, so my yes is yes, no, no, hopefully. New Mexico Man of Honor, I said I'd mention the details about that. It's coming up this Saturday morning, and it's a free event, guys. Okay, first and foremost, know that if you hear something that's interesting, you're welcome to attend. It's no cost, okay, just your time. If you're not familiar with New Mexico Men of Honor, their vision is to equip and unite and encourage men throughout New Mexico through these quarterly events. They focus on worship, prayer, and Bible teaching. Now, here's one of the most important parts of the morning, guys. 8 a.m., the burritos and fellowship get underway, okay? So I know that's going to draw a lot of you guys, so come hungry. All kidding aside, 9 a.m. is when the real party gets underway. Worship with Nick Gonzalez of Salvador, you hear a message from Mike Silva. If you missed our talk with Mike Silva last week, go to abqconnect.online and you can hear our interview. Mike is an internationally known pastor, missionary, and evangelist. You'll hear in our conversation, he just got back from Peru doing work in South America, and he's taking the time with Nick Gonzalez to visit us here in New Mexico, and that's happening at New Beginnings Church this Saturday morning at 8 a.m. They're on Montgomery behind the Raising Cane's. They're just west of San Mateo. And, you know, for Albuquerque old-timers, it was the second location of Graham Central Station way back in the day, but they're doing a great work there just off Montgomery. And we thank Pastor Mansfield for opening the doors there invite New Mexico Men of Honor. Go to the website, nmmenofhonor.com. All right, our next guest is in studio. Just met Josh Jaramillo from Expect a Miracle, and I'm looking forward, Josh, to hearing more and getting to know you better.
Well, thank you for just having me here today to be able to talk and hang out.
Hey, you know, there's so many ministries in Albuquerque alone, Josh, are really doing a work that's contrary to such the dark place that we see. We see headlines that, you know, no one wants to see. Whether it's the fentanyl or the crime or the homelessness, you know, the landscape has created a place where there's a lot of men and women that they're truly at risk and need God's love. And I'll let you go into more detail about Expect a Miracle and what, step by step, how your discipleship program works. But if we can, let's start as best you can back at the beginning of Expect a Miracle ABQ at its beginnings and kind of the story.
Well, you know, to really go back, the very basic thing is my parents actually were on the streets here of Albuquerque running amok, you know, living a life of sin and chaos. And my parents actually had me at 15 years old. So I came into their life real early, and it got to a point to where my parents were about to separate. And my father actually went into a program just like ours, gave his life to Christ and got introduced to Jesus, you know, prayed for my mother to come into the same program. She ended up coming in because, you know, to my mom, she thought my dad was the problem. He was the issue, you know, come to find out, no, I'm the problem too. I have issues. And, you know, they fell in love with Jesus.
And we all do, right, Josh?
No, definitely. And from there, you know, God just kind of put a burden in their heart just to want to help, you know, just to help, because they know the situation. They've been in those shoes. They've been in those, you know, footsteps of the people that are hurting and struggling. And so we went training for 8 years in San Antonio, Texas. And in 2012 was when we were actually driving, making our way back to Albuquerque to open up, you know, Expect a Miracle for the very first time. And it was funny. So on our way back from Texas coming here, we actually didn't have no place to live. You know, we were coming by faith. We had our U-Haul and we had our family packed in the car, and we're just making our way, looking at, you know, locations to open up. And on the way here, and sure enough, you know, we found a place. Our first doors we opened was a 3-bedroom house that, you know, my brothers and my parents, we all lived together. I lived in the back. It was a attached garage where we started bringing in men. You know, the first week we opened up, we were already bringing people in, you know, that were struggling with alcohol, you know, struggling with addiction and all these different lifestyles. And through that time process, you know, it's been a journey. Doing the work of God isn't easy. You know, that was the first house we opened up, and sure enough, you know, landlord says, hey, you got 30 days to move out, you know, because now I don't want to deal with these issues that are coming along. And man, so from there, we just started jumping from building to building to building, because a lot of people don't like what we do here in the city. A lot of people don't, you know, care for it. I remember one time we had got, my parents were actually about to go to jail when we were living in Las Lunas. And they said, you could either kick the men out of your program and kick them out of your home and we'll let your family stay here, or we're going to take you to jail if you're not going to leave. And, you know, leaving, trying to move 16 people, 20 men, it's not as easy as just up and moving right. a family, you know. So, like I said, in this journey, we've, you know, been shut down many times, but that's never stopped my family to continue the love of God over their lives and trying to help individuals. And like I said, it's my family. It's myself. I have two other brothers. I'm the oldest out of the three. And then my parents. And we just brought these men, you know, when we first started off, it started off just with men. And we brought them into our family. We treated them like brothers. My parents were their spiritual parents. They loved them. They cooked for them. They cared for them. And that was our journey since 2012. And now we're finally at a place, you know, within the past, I think, 2 years now. Now we're on San Mateo and Gibson, where, you know, this is going to be our home. You know, this is where we're at. Finally, don't have to worry about landlords or renting or anything. Like, this is ours. We could do what we need to do and begin to make an impact. And we're right there in the war zone. So we're, you know, in the worst of the worst area of the town. So it's been pretty crazy. It's been a journey for sure. But, you know, God called my family here to begin to create that love, because we all know Albuquerque and New Mexico definitely need the love of God, because just like you said, the crime rate and everything is just skyrocketing. And it's like, man, we're trying to allow the love that we show them to win them over for Christ.
We appreciate all the work that your family has put in towards making this a better community and better, because the gospel's being shared, disciples are being made. Now, if people are listening and they want to find out more about what Josh and his family are doing, go to expectamiracleabq.com. You know, and Josh, you know what? I want to touch on, you know, something you said. You said San Mateo, north of Gibson, you know, down in the southeast, I mean, the international or war zone, whatever you want to call it. And I have to imagine that there's listeners that's a good place for you to be. They need it there. And they do.
Oh, yeah.
But you know what? There's at-risk men and women in all quadrants of the city.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And I just want to, you know, kind of hold up the mirror to the rest of those that are listening, saying, yeah, that's where you need to be. Hmm. Well, maybe there's someone in your family or in your sphere of influence, or maybe you are dealing with an area you're struggling with, whether it's drug use or alcohol or what have you, whatever's helping you to live a lifestyle contrary to what you probably know God has intended for you. And, you know, the other thing you mentioned, Josh, that I want to dial into is, you know, the love and the care that your family has put towards these men and women at risk, and really defining that love is what I think. You know, I'm gonna, you know, if I'm saying something contrary, stop me. But you know what I think you guys are doing, you know, sharing and loving by providing what's best for at-risk men and women, and really what's at best for everyone, and that's the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Oh yeah, most definitely.
I'm sure you've seen over the years stories, you know, sad and happy, and but lots of testimony towards people who've, you know, made that decision to get assistance. What kind of life change can someone see if they get committed to something like a program that's provided by ministries like Expect a Miracle ABQ?
Man, we've had so many success stories and so many amazing people that have come in, and when they came in, they were a hopeless case. You know, it was what the world saw as good for nothing. And, you know, we get to see them now, you know, being successful in businesses, starting their own businesses, now getting married. Some of them are actually reunited with their family and their kids, you know, when they were in our program, and their mind and their mindset was, I'll never be able to see my family and my kids again because of the hurt I've caused and the pain that I've allowed into their life because of their choices of lifestyle. you know, we've seen them come around where even their family wanting nothing to do with God, wanting nothing to do with faith, and all of a sudden they get to see the transformation in their loved ones, in their husbands, their wives, their mothers and fathers, you know, and it's just so crazy because in the ministry, it's like how you said, you know, we share the word of God. That's what brings the change. You know, we're not trying to just, you know, do topical work. We're trying to do heart work. Yeah. We want to deal with the heart because, you know, everyone was like, oh, I got a drug problem. No, you got a sin problem. You just use the drugs to then cover the sin that you're trying to hide, all the hurt and all the frustration, all the bitterness. And, you know, like I said, many of the men, you know, when they fully gave that effort, because it is a year long program. You know, it is, a lot of people are like, man, it's a long time, but you've given the devil how many years? At least give God just 1 year just to see him do something different. And of course, God will take over after that.
Well, listen, one year in light of eternity?
Yep.
Come on, man. Oh, yeah.
It's just a little glimpse on, yeah, you know, on the time span. But we always tell every men and women that come in, you have to be the one to want the change. Mm-hmm. If you're coming in just to make your family happy, your wife happy, your husband happy, right, it's not going to work, you know, because mm-hmm. it is difficult. It is hard. You're not just coming into a program that, you know, you're just going to get to kick back and hang out and play ping pong and all this different stuff. Just have a good time. No, you're coming to establish a relationship with God. So, you know, that's why we have Bible studies and we're in teachings. They learn memory scriptures. They're learning the word of God. They're learning the books of the Bible. You know, what they will learn within just 3 months, it would at least take them 6 years to learn by going just to a normal church service, you know, because we're constantly drilling the word of God into their lives because that's what's going to bring the change. That's what's going to make the difference. It's not just learning these easy tools, you know, that society's like, here's a tool, this is how you're going to help. You know, it's like, no, it's when you have a problem, what are you going to do? You're going to go to God now. You know, you're not going to run to somebody, because if you allow somebody to be your savior and they're not there, then what's going to happen? So that's what we try to establish in their life, is you need to go to God. You need to have that relationship. It's funny, my parents, when I was growing up, every time I wanted something, they always said, pray on it. You know, I hated it growing up, but as I'm a lot older and now I have kids myself, you know, it's like, oh, I want this. Well, pray on it. And what did it do? It established a mindset in my life that if I want something or if I need help with something, then go to God. You know, he's the ultimate resource. And that's what we're trying to establish in these men and women, is you got to learn to go to God. Because if you're constantly depending on us, what happens when you graduate the program and we're no longer there, you know?
Yeah.
And that's why it's like, you know, you need that relationship. And it was funny, you were saying, you know, for those that might not be living on the streets and might not be doing this, well, we like to call those people functioning addicts.
Yeah.
You know, it's a functioning addict. You might have a job, you might be able to hold it. You know, you might be able to have the family and all that stuff, but you're still struggling. Because without it, you know, it's, life could get a little chaotic. And that's why I say we call that a functioning addict. And Christ is for everybody. Christ isn't just for the person that's on the streets, on the sidewalk, holding a sign. You know, Christ is for every individual, even in the household.
It's his will that none would perish.
Correct.
And that all would have eternal. That's his will. But of course, we're human. And often we choose contrary to his will.
Yeah.
But do you want to get around some people that will hold you accountable in love, and provide what you need, mm-hmm. really need. You know, boy, you talk about the word from an addict is need, mm-hmm. what they think they need. There's an opportunity to find out really what you do need. and you'll find more of the information at the website at expectamiracleabq.com. Now, Josh, let's talk a little bit about the ministry's needs, mm-hmm. specifically, because some people will listen to this, they'll go to the website, they'll see clearly the work's getting done there, mm-hmm. They may want to come alongside and support what's going on at Expect a Miracle Ministries or expectamiracleabq.com. What are some of the needs that those listening might be able to assist with?
So right now, one of our biggest needs right now is actually we're trying to raise funding for a new roof, you know, because it's a big building. It's very, you know, it used to be an old call center, and that's our biggest one, because when it rains outside, it rains inside.
Oh,
you
know, no.
So it's not the funnest thing.
How many people are in this structure now?
So right now, we have about, I want to say, close to 4 men in this right now this season. And then we have a woman's dorm a couple mm-hmm. blocks away,
okay.
where we got about 6 women and actually, okay. a woman with her teenage son as well. Okay. So, but we're trying, because right now this new location we're at, we're building it through. We just finished our first phase. That's why I say our biggest thing right now is a new roof, because why continue to build whenever things are just going to get ruined with rain? And, you know, I think we had just got a quote of almost close to $200,000 that we're needing to replace for the whole roof. And then right after that, once we get that, we're actually going to jump into phase two of our building, where that's going to be our men's dorm and our office area, where we do the intakes and we bring people in, do the interviews. And of course, the men's dorm is where all the men will stay. So I know we're trying to eventually build a dorm room that could actually fit up to about 50 men, you know, and begin to just give them living, you know, proper living space right now. So those, like I said, those are our two biggest ones. We're actually having a gala coming up on the 12th here soon, next month on the 12th at Legacy Church. And we're trying to partner with people so we could kind of introduce the ministry to them, let them know so they could come along, partner, you know, and sow into the ministry. You know, some people, they could spend every single day and buy a cup of coffee from Starbucks, you know, and spend $8-$10. Well, you know what, if you were just to take one day out of the week, say, you know what, I'm just going to donate $10
there. And have water today.
Right? You know, it's free there too. And just to begin to sow in, because like I said, those are some of our biggest needs right now. And also getting in line with even contractors. You know, we're trying to get a hold of more contractors because of where we are. We're trying to build a fence even right now. And it's so crazy because we're having the toughest time to find somebody that would allow us to build this fence. And we need somebody just to submit the paperwork to do it. We actually had a company supply all the materials to build the fence for us. And, you know, and like I said, it's just finding these connections and these opportunities to connect with other people that can make things happen, you know. And like I said,
Some of that assistance can come through prayer. You know, if you can't be the person that can financially assist the ministry of Expect a Miracle, you know, pray that the hand of providence would put someone in the Jaramillo's path that would be able to assist with the needs for what's happening as it pertains to this roof or other things. What about other kind of donations that are welcome? I'm going to assume just based on other ministries that I've talked to, mm-hmm. you know, toiletries are needed. Just if you need them, they need them. Mm-hmm. Clean blankets, clean
pillows. And I know one of the biggest things is, you know, what I've been praying for is, man, God opening a way to actually get new mattresses for the men and the women. A lot of the mattresses we've had, we've already had them for 12 years, you know. Yeah. So you can imagine the shape that they're in. That's something that God's been putting on my heart, just to pray that, you know, God will even open the door for that. And, you know, toiletries for the men and for the women, you know, for the women's needs and for the men. And we try to, you know, provide everything that for when these men and women come in, because a lot of them come with nothing, you know. So we provide the mm-hmm. shampoos, you know, all the essentials and clothing and stuff.
So maybe mm-hmm. I'm going to guess you guys go shopping for the ministry. If people can just provide gift cards that are loaded for you guys to go do the specific shopping, mm-hmm. That would be an assistance
That'd be really, really perfect, you know, because it helps out. You know, all this stuff adds up. You know, it's one thing when you're taking care of a family of three, but it's another thing when you're taking care of a family of over 30 to 20. You know, it's a lot different. And, you know, we feed these men and women great. And, you know, we always laugh. You came in, you know, size two, and now you're leaving barely walking out the door, you know. But it's just the blessing of God. You know, none of our men and women ever go hungry, and we see that where, you know, God is just pouring in. So all those type of things are very essential. And one thing that actually is really big for us in you know, particular of being a discipleship program, is journals, notebooks, pens, papers. That's a very big thing, because, you know, when men come in, we give them a journal, we give them a Bible, because they're doing classwork.
And a gift card would work there too, at a box store that would have that kind of material that you need, so you guys can specifically get what you need. You know, we're out of time, Josh, but I want to thank Josh Jaramillo. Thanks to your family too, Josh. Tell them personally how much I appreciate.
I will.
We appreciate what you guys are doing to make Albuquerque a better place, and to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. The website to go to is expectamiracleabq.com. Josh, we'll get you guys back in.
No, for sure.
I'd love to have you guys in once in a while to let us know more about the needs and what's happening at Expect a Miracle in Albuquerque. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right, coming up, you have kids in Sunday school, you know, a kids program at church. We've got some great information on the way next that'll help as a parent better help to raise your kids spiritually? We'll find out more when we come back from the break. We'll do it on ABQ Connect.